Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Joining us today, we've got J. David Cox, president of the American Federation of Government Employees out of Washington, D.C. J. David, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Charles. Always glad to be with you.
J. David, it's a pleasure. We appreciate it. Couple things leading off. Federal government shutdown. How can this happen when the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House?
You tell me, Charles. Every day for the last 100 days, I've been seeing the strangest government of my life. Never before has it happened when the same party controls all of the entities, but it's all about President Trump's wall that he wants to build on the southern border.
Well, if he builds that wall, isn't he going to put all those Border Patrol agents out of a job?
Well, certainly I think he would then say that we probably would not need as many agents. And our real issue is the wall is not the answer to the problems. The Border Patrol agents themselves say we don't need a wall across the whole border, that you need walls in certain sections, high traffic areas. But people know how to come across, go under various things. I mean, look, we had a wall in Berlin for how many years, and people
still
went over and under and round and about, and finally they decided to tear it down. So
right.
we need a federal government servicing the American people. And I saw this morning there is a new NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll out. 57% of the public want a more active government. This is the highest this poll's ever been since they started doing it back in 1995. So why would we be talking about shutting the government down when more than 50% of the people want a strong, active government?
J. David, I don't get it. I don't understand how somebody's polling numbers could be so terribly low. You know, we look at things like the Affordable Care Act. 82% of the population was saying, we don't want what your guys are peddling. We want the Affordable Care Act. It may not go far enough. It may go too far. Some people had one opinion. Some people had another opinion. But they darn sure did not want what the Republicans were offering as a substitute. But yet, the Republicans chive on. I don't get it.
Well, it's pretty amazing to me that we'd be talking about a shutdown. At least Speaker Ryan is saying his number one priority is to fund the government this week, but the president is saying no, he wants his way, that he deserves to get the funding for the programs that he made campaign promises on. But the real issue is servicing the American people, processing Social Security checks, caring for veterans, supporting our military, making sure our correctional officers are safe in the prisons. The list goes on and on. So it's a tough deal. And the last shutdown in 2013 costed the taxpayers, that's you and I and everyone listening today, $24 billion, and 850,000 people were furloughed. You know, that's just ridiculous. That's no way to run a country, no way to run a business, and certainly no way to run a government.
J. David, what about current pay? If there is a furlough, all too often it's happened to me. I had to go to work for the federal government, but I wasn't getting a paycheck. Are there provisions being put into place to protect against that?
Well, clearly, the government is the only employer in this country that allows itself to require employees to go to work and not pay them on payday. It exempts itself from all of the laws that holds all other employers accountable for. But Senator Cardin and Representative Beyer are introducing legislation that federal employees would be paid because they're innocent victims in this situation. We want to go to work. We want to service the American people. And I say to the President of the United States, let our people go to work. and I'm saying it to him. Usually I'm talking to Congress, but I actually believe that Mr. Ryan and Mr. McConnell don't want a government shutdown. We're only hearing it from the president now. So clearly, President Trump let our people go to work and service the American people.
There you go. Jay David, you come out of the VA. You've worked for the VA system for a long period of time. The more and more I talk about it with people, the more and more I hear people saying they want the VA to be fully supported by Congress. They don't want things like vouchers. They don't want benefits being pulled away from veterans like spousal care, so on and so forth. How do we collectively support the VA and the veterans that they serve?
Well, number one, I think we have to voice those concerns to the Congress of the United States, and I encourage every listener on the show today to call their member of Congress and tell them to fund the VA. I just met earlier today with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dr. David Shulkin, who clearly he wants to have a VA that's run by VA employees that veterans are taking care of in VA hospitals and clinics, not in contracted voucher care. So that's, you know, we appreciate his support over that, and we applaud him for taking that stand. And veterans, they do not want to be treated in the private sector. Their care
right.
is so unique. They want to receive their care at the VA. And the wait lists sometimes are not as long as they're made out to be in the press. The VA has some problems, but the VA has a lot of opportunities for improvement, as every healthcare system in this country does. And so I look very forward to working with Dr. Shulkin to continue to improve the VA. We talked about the trying to fill the 45,000 vacancies the VA has right now that he is encouraging local medical center directors to hire so that these veterans can be seen and be seen in a timely manner. And that's what the men and women that serve this country so faithfully deserve.
Jay David, you're a medical type out of the VA hospitals. And on behalf of veterans like myself and everywhere else across the country, thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for looking out for us. And as the National Union President for the American Federation of Government Employees, if you need anything, we are ready, willing, and able to return the favor and look out for our brother and sister veterans that are working within the VA hospital system.
Well, thank you so much, Charles, for all the great work that you do and for constantly getting the voice of the union movement out there amongst the American people, that they have a better understanding that organized labor is working for the benefit of all working men and women in this country, not just those who are dues-paying members of our unions.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if we are not supporting our communities in totality, we have no right to call ourselves unionists, and that's exactly right, Charles. Jay David, we've got to get going, but how do we find out more about the American Federation of Government Employees?
Please always check us out on the web at afge.org. We've got a great website with lots of information there. Invite everyone to check out our website, afge.org.
There you go. Jay David, thank you for all your support. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Jay David Cox of the American Federation of Government Employees. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.